Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet. It's that half hour we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request for us today, 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. Those are the ways to get those prayer requests to us. Once again, 419-389-0893. You can call that number or you can email or text at prayer@yeshome.com. Let us know what's on your heart today and we'll lift it up before the Lord on the Prayer Closet. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so you don't need to worry about that. Don't let that hinder you from getting your prayer request. If you're like, oh, I don't want people to know when I'm praying about this. Well, that's fine. You don't even have to tell us who you are when you call in. God knows who you are. That's what matters. We just want to pray for you. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. Lord, we do thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we have to come before you, the privilege we have to come before you in prayer, to lift up all our needs and to support each other, Lord, in prayer, to pray for each other and show love for each other as we pray for each other. We thank you, Lord, for the knowledge that you have invited us into the throne room of grace. You've invited us before the mercy seat to receive good things from your hand. And so, Lord, we thank you this day. We come before you with these requests, and we lift up those who are going to be calling in with their prayer requests, those who will be lifting their needs before you, Lord, that even now you'll be at work in them. Even now they'll be seeing your hand upon their lives. Even now they'll be experiencing your work of grace in them. And Lord, that they will begin praising and celebrating you, and that in all these things, Lord, you would be glorified and your name would be praised. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com to get your prayer requests in. And before we get into our prayer requests, we'd like to get into the Word of God. And we've been looking at the life of Abraham. And we're going to be looking at his life probably this week and next week and hitting some of the highlights. And he's just a remarkable person. Abraham is one of my favorite people in the Bible. I think he did more with less than anybody else in the Bible. When you think about where he falls in history, you know, there were no scriptures when Abraham was alive. There was no temple. There was no, the law had not yet been given. There were no cultic practices that God had established for his people to follow and telling them how to worship him. There were just some vague stories, you know, about Adam and Eve and Noah and things. But that's it. Just some oral tradition handed down. And yet, when Abraham heard from God, he moved with great faith to follow him. You know, not perfect faith. He had his ups and downs like everybody else. But throughout his life, he just showed incredible and great faith in God. And considering how little he knew of him compared to what we know, because we have, you know, thousands of years of history of God at work. We have the history of the church. We have scripture. He didn't have any of those things. And yet an astounding response of faith. That's why he's often called the father of our faith and why God so richly blessed him. And we looked at the call to Abraham, and when God first called him, of course he was Abram at that time, he hasn't yet named him Abraham. When God first calls him, he tells him, I want you to leave your land, I want you to leave your family, I want to leave you everything you know, everything that makes, that is an anchor and a point of stability and purpose and meaning in your life, I want you to leave it behind and go to a land I will show you. But he doesn't even tell him where he's going. Well, not until chapter 13. And yesterday we looked at how Abram and Lot had, they're having trouble with their herds, and it was just between the two of them, God had so richly blessed them that they were having a hard time finding pasture land for both their herds, and it was leading to some fighting between the herdsmen. And so Abram says, you know, let's separate. Lot, you go your way, I'll go mine. And he tells Lot, you choose. You see where you go, and wherever you go, I'll go in the opposite direction. And we talked about how a gracious gift that was for Abraham, because he had the authority in that relationship. He could have told Lot, you go here and I'm going there. Instead, he allows Lot to choose and trust God that the right choice will be made. And that is indeed what happened. In verse 14 of chapter 13 then, so Lot goes and settles in the plains near Sodom and Gomorrah, which, as we'll see later on, doesn't turn out very well for him. But it was good pasture land. It was good land. So Abram goes in the opposite direction. And we're going to pick up the story right there, because God here intervenes. In chapter 13, verse 14, it says, the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had parted from him, lift up your eyes from where you are. Look north and south and east and west. All the land that you see I will give to you and your offspring forever. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. Go walk through the length and breadth of the land, for I am giving it to you. So Abram moved his tents and went to live near the great trees of Mamre at Hebron, where he built an altar to the Lord. This is a reaffirmation, if you will, of God's original blessing. God calls Abram, says, leave and go to the land that I will show you. And then he promises to make him a great nation and to descendants more than the sea, more than the sand of the seashore. I mean, more than the stars in the sky, to make a great nation out of him. And he's going to bless the world through Abram. And here he repeats that blessing. But now Abram actually gets to see the land. Now God's saying, this is the land I was telling you about. Look and see. Look and see all the land that I have given to you. This is yours because of your faithfulness, because you followed me, because you believed me. And God gives him all the land. Says, go walk it, see it. This is all yours. I'm laying this before you. And then he tells him how he'll have all these descendants and what a great nation that'll be there forever. That he's making this to an old, childless man, this promise. Now he tells him, you will have, I turned the page here, I shouldn't have done that. All right, here we go. I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted. He promises him this offspring, you know, for that culture to have children, that was vital. It was, I mean, it was necessary for survival, one, but it was, I mean, so important to have offspring, to pass on, to give an inheritance to give a blessing to carry on your name. But here are Sarah and Abram. They're barren. They're childless. I'm sure it was a great point of pain and sorrow for them that they never had children. I'm sure they had prayed to the Lord many times over it. And there was much grief. You know, as a pastor and deal with many people, dealing with the doubt with people in the past or dealing with infertility issues. And I know the pain that's there. You know, you want a family and you're struggling to conceive. And it's very, very hard and very difficult and very heartbreaking. And for Abram and Sarah, it's like, not only have they gone through that, but now it's like, you know, it's too late, right? It's too late. This is the great thing, or the incredible thing about this promise. Everything God's promising him, it's not possible. All these wonderful descendants, I mean, it sounds great. The land, yeah, okay, he can give us the land, but who's going to fill the land? Where are the people going to come from? Well, they're going to come from you. But no, you don't get it. I mean, it's too late. If he had come to us, you know, 40 years ago, we could have done something with this promise. But by now, Abram is well into his 70s. Sarah's old, past childbearing age. How could this possibly be? And God has not yet told them how this could possibly be. He keeps making these promises, but he doesn't tell them how it's going to happen. What's remarkable to me, though, is Abram hasn't asked him either. You know it's got to be in his mind. He's like, he keeps promising me descendants, but man, I mean, I can't. And Sarah, and I mean, it's, yeah, I don't know. How's that going to happen? He's got to be wondering, but he doesn't ask. He doesn't ask, Lord, how will this be? How could this be? How's this going to work? He just keeps hearing this promise and saying, okay. I mean, even Mary, when God came to Mary and said, you're going to be a child, what did Mary say? How can this be? I'm a virgin, right? Even she would naturally, I mean, it's not a criticism, or I mean, just naturally, anybody would ask that question. Well, how could this be? It's impossible. Because she knew it was impossible, right? Just as it was impossible for Abram to have descendants, it was impossible for Mary to be pregnant. She knew that. How can this be? It's impossible. The Lord will come upon you and overshadow you. So it's a natural reaction that she would ask, how? This is impossible. And it's natural. I'm sure that Abram thought it, but yet he never asked. He just trusts in the Lord. And I'm sure the question's there, but he's just like, you know, God said. He keeps saying, we're going to have these descendants. He keeps saying. By the way, he's going to say this for a long time before he actually brings a descendant to Abram. Lots going to happen in his life before he actually gets around to giving him a son. He's going to go through a lot of trials, a lot of ups and downs between now and then. But in it all, he's going to maintain faithfulness. He's going to remain faithful. He's going to continue to believe. Again, not perfectly. He'll have moments of, there are moments of weakness. We saw one already as we looked at his life. There'll be others along the way. But despite the impossibility of what God has promised, Abram, there's no sign, there's no indication that he is questioning God or doubting God. He's just believing. It's impossible. I don't know how it's going to happen. I can't see how it's going to happen, but God said it's going to happen. And so I'm walking in that. Maybe you're in your life and God has promised you something and you're looking at it going, I see the promise, but I just don't see how you're going to make that happen. He may not tell you. He doesn't tell Abram. He's not like God's like, I know and I understand you guys are, past childbearing age. I know it seems impossible to have children, but I'm going to miraculously help Sarah conceive so you can have kids. So don't worry about it. He doesn't do that. He just tells him, you're going to be a great nation. You'll have so many descendants, you won't be able to count them all. And then he just moves on. He doesn't give him the how. And if you're in a place where God has made you a promise and you can't see how it's going to happen, God's not necessarily going to give you the how. He's not necessarily going to tell you how he's going to do it. He just wants you to believe. I made you a promise. I'll keep my promise. You believe. And that's what Abraham does. In spite of everything, he believes. And God gives him this land and shows him the vast land that he's going to inherit. He tells him to go into it, and he does. And what does he do? He builds an altar to the Lord. He moves into the land, and as a sign of faith, he builds an altar to the Lord. God has made promises. I'm trusting he's going to keep them. I'm building an altar here to worship and honor him for that. And then I'm just going to wait and see what he does. Wherever God, whatever promises God has made for you today, however impossible they may seem, however unlikely it may be that he will bring them about, don't lose heart, don't lose faith, believe. The promises were impossible to Abram, but God made them happen. If he's promised it, he already has a plan for accomplishing it, and his plan will not be thwarted. So you rest in the promise. Trust in the promise. Keep moving in the promise and in the power of it, and believe, and don't doubt. And you will see God do that amazing thing. We'll come back with your prayer request, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. And it's time for our prayer requests. Once again, 419-389-0893, or prayer at yeshome.com. A number of requests in, so let's jump right in. Someone asked for prayer. They're suffering from pain in their lower back, and just asking for prayers for God's touch. Lord, we do lift this listener up to you and struggling with some back issues and back pain. Lord, we pray for healing. Lord, we pray you'll touch that back, heal that back. Whatever's causing that pain, Lord, we pray that you would heal that, correct that, relieve the suffering that they're in, relieve the pain that they're in, and restore them to health, Lord. We pray this in your name. Amen. Prayer for another listener is having surgery on her left foot this coming Wednesday. So one prayers for her. Lord, we do pray, lift up this listener and pray for them as they're going to be facing this surgery. Pray, first of all, for peace for them as they head into the surgery, that there be no anxiety, no fear, but Lord, that they would just rest in your strength and hope and peace. And Lord, pray the surgery goes well, that the surgery for whatever's wrong with their foot will be effective, it will correct the problem. Pray for the doctors, the nurses, and all who be involved, Lord, that as you will use the healing gifts and the talents that you gave to them, you will work through those to bring healing to this person and correct the issue with their foot. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Someone else writes in and says, I am starting a new job this week, which is my first job utilizing my master's degree. I'm nervous. Please pray for me. Also, I found out that I am expecting again after a recent miscarriage. And I'm trying to be faithful and be still, but it's still a scary time. Please pray for me. All right. Lord, we do lift this listener up to you and pray for, first of all, thank you. Praise you for this new job that they have and new job using the skills that they've developed. That you gave to them. So Lord, we praise you for that. Praise you for this new opportunity. Pray that you will indeed work in them and through them to do well and to excel in this job. Pray that they just go in with confidence and with peace in their heart. And the Lord, that they would just flourish in this place where you have put them and in this new job. And we do pray for this pregnancy. And Lord, we understand that nervousness, the anxiety after the miscarriage. But Lord, we pray for this new pregnancy. You would guard and protect this child, guard and protect this pregnancy. That you would bring this child to full term and the child and mom would be healthy. Lord, we pray that there would be no complications with this pregnancy, no problems, that everything would just go so smooth. And Lord, that you would bring a healthy child to this family. And they would be rejoicing and praising in you because of it. And we pray this in your name. Amen. And lastly, someone asked him for prayer for their 3-year-old son. He's having surgery this morning to have tubes put back in his ears, a tonsillectomy, and adenoids removed. Lord, we do lift this young boy up to you as he's facing the surgery. And Lord, pray peace in his heart. Lord, I'm sure he's a scared little guy. But Lord, we pray that he would just have peace in his heart, that there would be no fear in him. He would just, Lord, feel your love and your peace upon him. Lord, pray everything goes well with the surgery, that the with the removal of everything and the tonsils and everything else and the tubes, Lord, it just everything would go smoothly. There would be no problems, no issues. And Lord, we pray that you would be with mom and dad as well, because I'm sure they're feeling the anxiety of this and nervousness about this. So Lord, we pray that you would bring just peace to their hearts as well and just have them walk in the confidence that you are leading the young son through this. And so Lord, we pray that they would just rest in your peace. And we pray these things in your name. Amen. If you have a prayer request for us, remember you can get that to us at any time by emailing or texting us at prayer@yeshome.com. Call a prayer, or you can call our office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 419-389-0893. There's always people here to be happy to pray with you. And you can get connected to Live Online Spiritual Coach for live online chat session at any time by going to our website, yeshome.com, clicking the chat now button. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs. This has been the Prayer Closet. God bless everybody. We'll see you Monday morning.